Hey everybody, this is Caddy. You're in the February Caddy's Cafe, and we are so lucky. We have Simon with us today. I was excited to talk to you because I certainly don't talk to you enough, but sometimes I
That
feel
was
like our
just a steam in the milk. I've just made myself a cappuccino.
Oh, nice. That's
Would you
good.
like one, Caddy?
I don't drink coffee. I would have a
Oh,
chai. Can you make
looks
me a
like
chai
I'm gonna
latte?
bring two.
You'll drink both of them for me.
Yep,
So
absolutely. How you doing, Caddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good too. Yeah. I feel that we're through the hard part of winter. We are
Yes.
through the hardest part of winter, which is great. I'm sitting here, it's the afternoon, and it's not dark already.
That's my favorite thing. So here's a mundane question. How do you heat your house? Do you heat your house with gas, oil, or electric?
We heat our house with mainly gas, I believe. Yes, like we have gas boiler.
So
But
we
we also
have.
have some solar panels going on as well.
You do?
Yes, and for the
That's smart.
outside, we built a little house at the end of the garden. That is heated by heat pump and solar.
Oh my
Air
God.
source heat pump. It's good
I
heating
really
water.
delved into solar because there was a deal in these parts to get solar, which the current administration is taking away. So you had a certain amount of time to get in on that deal. But the only way it would make sense is if I lived in my current home for another 10 or 12 years. And I'm not really thinking I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to move.
No, you're gonna head back into the big city. I
No
mean, you're in
way.
the city. You're gonna go further out.
I'm going to go further. I'm going to leave. I think I might leave New York. It's,
Ooh,
I know.
exciting. This sounds very exciting. Where would you head to? What
Maybe Rhode
wonderful part of
Island.
America would you head
I
to?
love Rhode Island. I don't know where I'm going to
Oh,
live.
right. Yeah, I
But
like it there too. Very nice.
once both my kids are out of school, why would I pay New York taxes? No way. Forget it. But the reason I asked about the heat is because we have a choice in our house. We could do electric heat or we can do oil. And we started off doing electric heat and it was very costly. So I moved to oil. And then my husband said to me yesterday, should we refill the oil tank? Because it's like winter's kind of over. And it made me click. We're heading to spring. We're done.
Amazing.
And
Absolutely amazing.
it's the
Yes.
greatest thing on earth.
It's good, always good to have a little bit of oil in your tank. Don't make the
No.
mistake of running dry.
Well, you're 100% right. So we are getting a little bit of oil for that reason. So anyway, I did say that was a mundane question. So before I did my cafe with Simon, I came up with five topics that Simon might like to talk about. So I'm going to read
Okay.
them to you, Simon, and you're going to pick one to start with first. Ready?
Okay, yeah, sure.
One
Absolutely. Yeah.
is books. Two
Books.
is being on tour with Duran Duran. Three is your favorite David Bowie album. Four is Gary Oldman acting career. And five is mixed drinks. Where do you want to go first?
Well, I'm on the wagon at the moment, so I'm not I'm I
You're
don't
off
I'm
the
I don't
hooch?
want to th I don't want to talk about booze today.
Okay,
No. Yeah, I'm having a
scratched.
bit of I'm giving my liver a bit of a break, a much needed break. Actually,
And
it's doing me good. I feel really good
that's
there.
nice. You look good.
So let's talk about my favorite David Bowie album.
Okay.
Sure. Aladdin Sane. Because
Is
it
it?
was my first one. That's my gateway album into David Bowie. Yeah, I do love that one. All right, we've talked about that. What are the other subjects?
Do you think Aladdin Sane was really meant to be like a lad insane?
Well, I think yes. I think it sort of. I think he must have thought of that when he did it. He
Yeah,
must
like a
have
double
thought of
entendre.
the pun. The pun. It's a pun, isn't it?
I guess so.
Have you seen the Lego thing about David coming back? After, oh, David, you're going to kill off Ziggy. I don't, do you think that's a good idea? He's talking to Angie Bowie. Yes,
I think I
I'm
have
not
seen
going to try and do it on Caddy's Cafe because it would be a complete disaster. But you should check it out. It's the David Bowie Lego David Bowie, Cobbler Bob, I think it's called Cobbler
Oh my
Bob.
gosh. I think I have seen it, but
It's
I'm gonna
so
go.
funny. It makes me cry with laughter. What other
What's your
subjects have we got? Let's do them all. Let's do
Oh,
books. Well, I
okay.
haven't read a book for ages, but I've just bought one.
Yeah.
It's the because I really love the Mick Herron Slow Horses stories, right?
Yeah.
Which they've been making into a film. This will segue into our Gary Oldman conversation after a while.
Thank gosh.
But I love the books, and I've been listening to them on audiobook read by Sean Barrett. But Sean Barrett's now 95, and I got the new one, and I could hardly understand what he was saying because he's just it's changed the way he narrates them. So I actually went out and bought the book. I haven't actually started it yet, but I do have it in my cupboard. Clown
Oh.
Town is what it's called. Yeah,
So,
Clown Town.
do you find that you listen to more books now than read them?
Yes, absolutely. Thing about it is, you can get on with other shit when you're listening to a book. You're not always not just listening to a book. You could be, cleaning your fingernails,
That's
or
true.
plucking your eyebrows, or packing your suitcase, or
But do
doing the
you?
washing up.
Do you miss read like having a book in your rucksack and just, pulling it out and reading if you're on a plane or not really?
Well, I mean, you can do all of that with a pair of earpods and a phone and an audio book.
I guess.
I do though. The one thing that you don't have with audiobooks is your own voice. And you give people in the stories their own voices and they're yours in the same way as you come up with you visualize their faces and things.
Right.
And it's that's the one thing you miss. Obviously.
And what's the last book you listened to then, rather than read?
Well, I'm currently listening to. What was the last one I listened to? Oh, God, I really got into podcasts, actually.
Yeah.
Like sort of stuff about cybercrime and things like that. There's a really good BBC series called Cyber Hack.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of stories on that, which just make your eyebrows curl. The Missing Crypto Queen is also extraordinary. And there's one called Ransom Man now about this guy in Finland who he got all of people's psychological records, psychoanalysis, which is held on one enormous database in Finland, completely unprotected by password or anything, and then threatened to publish it on the internet unless people gave him money.
Oh my
And
God.
by mistake, he dumped the whole file on the internet anyway, without getting any money off people.
Oh,
It's
that's.
just the most extraordinary story. And there are loads of extraordinary stories, true crime stories, but the cyber world is amazing. And I've been listening to a lot of those podcasts. And I've just sort of kind of decided I need a bit of a change in my life. So I've got hold of the, it's not his latest novel. The author, Robert Harris, amazing author. He wrote Pompeii, which is incredible. He wrote Fatherland, which is extraordinary. His one of his latest is called Act of Oblivion, and it's sort of set in the time of the Restoration. So the restoration to the throne of Charles II after what was known as the Interregnum, which was when Great Britain or England at least was England, Scotland, and Wales were a republic.
Okay.
When they killed the king, they chopped his head off.
Can
And
I
it's
ask you?
about two of the guys who signed the warrant for the king's death, that the chase, because they came to America, you see.
Which king was killed?
Charles the First.
Charles the First. Can I ask you a question? Were you a good student in school?
No, not really. I was at some things. But generally, I think I was. I was easily distracted, short attention span,
I have one of those.
unwilling to concentrate.
Do you think that being in Duran Duran has the opportunities and the exposure it's given you has made you smarter? Because you are, I know you hate when I say this, you're one of the smartest people I know. You're really smart.
Yeah, I think it has. I just think the life that I've been able to live because I'm in Duran Duran has made me very world aware.
You are really smart. It's crazy. You didn't bring us back to Gary Oldman, though.
All
We got
right.
to
Also,
circle back.
let's circle back to Gary Oldman, who's one of his greatest roles is as Jackson Lamb in the Slow Horses series, which is available on Apple TV, I believe. We're not advertising. We're
We're
not.
not. We're just saying.
That's where I watch it anyway, and it's one of the best things on TV. It's without doubt one of the best series of books I've ever read. And Gary Oldman is just incredible in it. I like his earlier roles too. I particularly like him in, I can't remember what his name is, but he's in this film called The Fifth Element with Bruce Willis
Oh, yeah.
and Mila Jovovich.
And you like
Jovanovich.
that film.
Yeah, I really like him. I really like Gary Oldman in it. Also, he was in Leon as a bent policeman in, was it New York or was that set in? That's set in New York, I believe.
I don't even know that. Is it a movie?
Leon,
Leon.
Leon.
Yeah.
It's with Jean Reno, a very, very young. What's her name? She sat behind her at a concert.
That's not a good clue.
No, you know, she went on a dance to Sally When the Wine Runs Out.
Natalie Portman?
Natalie Portman, that's the one.
Oh, she sat behind me.
She sat behind you.
Oh, yeah. I thought
Idiot.
you meant she sat behind. Okay, got
Yes,
it.
so Natalie Portman, very young Natalie Portman, is in this movie.
Oh, I know that movie. It wasn't called Leon, it was called The Something.
Well, maybe it had a different title in America. So Jean Reno is a sort of ex-hitman,
I'm
sort
looking
of like
this up.
living.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm
Yeah, it's
listening.
definitely called Leon, where I come from. So
Okay.
he and Gary Oldman plays the bent copper in that movie, and it's a really good movie. Film.
You're right. It's called Liam. Why don't I know this movie at all? It came out in 1994, a French-American action thriller directed by Luc Besson. Look at you. It's her debut role, Natalie.
That's
I have a
right, and
lot of time for
she's
Natalie.
incredible in it. I mean, she plays a kid. She plays a kid, but a very extraordinary kid.
She grew up on Long Island, like
I
me,
know,
but
I
I'm
know.
older than she is. How about tours? We'll go back to tours. So you've announced your Vegas 4-date stint, not quite a residency, but still may turn into one someday. What do you think about residency, Simon?
If they're right, they're brilliant, you know. Absolutely. I
They're
think
pretty cool, right?
I think U2 had it right when they did the Sphere. So they played sort of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday,
Yeah.
and then they spent the rest of the week in LA
Yeah. I like that
living.
idea for you guys. Anyway, you're headlining the Beach Life
It's called
Festival.
Beach Life Festival, which I think is Redondo Beach.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And
I don't really know where that
on
is,
the
but
1st of May, I believe.
it
And
is.
then we've got four more shows at the Fontainebleau Hotel
Yeah,
in Las Vegas.
the Blue Live. And then I suspect that during this month, some more dates might be announced. That's my suspicion.
Okay,
That's
great.
what I'm saying
I
about
know
that.
nothing because nobody tells me nothing.
Do you remember Hogan's Heroes, the TV show?
Yep, I do.
I remember Colonel Klink, and he'd say, "I know nothing."
Yes.
In his German accent, nothing,
I know nothing.
nothing. I could talk to you all day, but I know that you have things to do. What have I missed here? Let's see. Not a lot. I think it's going to
No,
be a
no.
busy summer for Duran Duran. That's what I think. There's lots I can't say and you can't say. So we'll have to wait till we get you back in the
It'll
cafe,
have to wait until we
probably.
can say it. Absolutely. Yes.
And
And my cocktail of the week, I know I'm on the wagon, so it's
you're on
going to be
hooch.
alcohol free. And my cocktail of the month is actually a Negroni.
A Negroni, does
It's like
that
a
is that an
Negroni, but it
alcohol?
has no alcohol in it.
Okay. How do you make a Negroni?
You buy them in a can.
Oh,
You
is
buy it
that
in a can from the supermarket.
a real thing?
Yeah, Negroni. Check it out. Thanks
Okay.
for the coffee, Caddy. It was delish.
It's always a pleasure, Trez, being in a cafe with you. I will see you in a couple months anyway. Well,
Yes, you will.
weekly on
Yeah.
Whoosh,
All
and
right.
then in a couple months in the cafe. Thanks for joining me, buddy.
See you
Cheers.
soon. Take care. Bye bye.
Bye.